The following things have to be buried. The following things are usur banar. You cannot derive benefit from it, and you have to bury it. Karchim shehi pilu yikaveru. Somebody who's makdish a behema, and it miscarries a vlad, it's a nafal, in such a case, that vlad, that nafal, has to be buried. You cannot benefit from that nafal since it came from karchim. He pila shilya ki cover. So too, if it is mapo a shilya, it miscarries an amniotic sac, and for sure there's a vlad in the shilya. Every shilya has a vlad inside of it, just and might have lost its form. In such a case, that shilya also has to be buried. Shor hanisko, a shor that killed a person and has to be stoned. When it is stoned, you cannot have any benefit from the carcass. It has to be buried. The egla arufa, an egla arufa that his head was chopped off, as we found a halal, somebody who was killed, we don't know who killed him. Then we take an egla to the nach on top of his head. This egla has to be buried. You can't derive benefit from it. The tzipare mitzura. Mitzura, after he becomes tzar, brings two tziporim. One tzipor is shafted outside the base of Midrash, and the other tzipor is sent away. The tzipor that is shafted is usher by usar nazir. Another is not allowed to become tamei lemeis. If he does become tamei lemeis, after he becomes tzar, he has to bring korbanos, and he has to shave off his hair. The hair that he shaves off is usher by and has to be buried. Who peter chamor, a firstborn chamor, has to be redeemed with a say. You give a set to the coin. If you don't want to give the set to the coin, the chamor is his head chopped off, and once its head is chopped off, its asur banan and has to be buried. Ubasur b'chala, if meat is cooked with milk, its asur banan and has to be buried. V'chulin shenishchatu b'azar, somebody shas chulin in the azar, he was not makdish to behem, and he shas it inside the base of Mikdash anyway, its asur banan and has to be buried. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchatu b'azar, used to rape. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says that when chulin shas in the azar, it's not buried, instead it's burnt. The reason being is that the din is when a psul happens to a korban, such as a psul tuma, or a psul noser, it's burnt. And if people see that we're burying chulin shenishchatu b'azar, they might not realize why we're burying it. They might think the reason we're burying it is because it was a psul tuma or a psul yotzer. And they might think when a psul happens to a korban, it's buried, it's not burnt. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that we burn chulin shenishchatu b'azar, that way no mistake will be made. V'chein chaya shenishchata b'azar. And according to Rabbi Shimon, so too when a chaya gets shechted b'azar, even if it's a chaya such as a tzvi that was shechted b'azar, and nobody would ever make a mistake to think that the reason why we would be burying the chaya is because it's a korban that had a psul, as you cannot bring a tzvi or any chaya as a korban. Even so, Rabbi Shimon holds that we burn the chaya that was shechted b'azar, as Rabbi Shimon doesn't want to differentiate between a chaya and a behemoth. In all cases, according to Rabbi Shimon, we burn chulin shenishchatu b'azar. Second Shmuel, Parag Zayin, Mishnah Hei, Ve'evu Hein HaNisrafim. The following things are burnt. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed things that are usur banah and are buried. And in this Mishnah, we'll discuss things that are burnt. Chameis b'pesach yisare. Somebody finds chameis from Pesach, you have to burn it. As is the mitzvah to get rid of chameis, chameis is usur banah, and when you find it, you have to burn it. U'truma t'meh. Truma that became tameh has to be burnt. Even though it's not usur banah, you can benefit from it while it's burning, such as you can cook something with it, but it does have to be burnt. Beha orla b'klaya karen. Orla is a tree that's within its first 3 years that produces fruit. The fruit is usur banah and has to be burnt. And klaya karen, something that is planted within or next to a vineyard, that's klayim, and it's usur banah and has to be burnt. And shadarko li sorry if you sorry, but shadarko li cover you cover. What's normally burnt should be burnt, but what's normally buried should be buried. This is going on orla and klaya karen. If you have a pre-orla, or a pre from klaya karen, which is normally burnt, then it should be burnt. As that's the din by orla and klaya karen, that is burnt. But if you have something that's normally buried, not burnt, for example, you took a pre-orla or a pre from klaya karen and you squeezed it and you made mashkin liquid out of it, in such a case, liquid is not normally burnt, so therefore you should bury it instead. U'madlikin b'pas u'b'shemen shel truma. If you have bread or oil of truma that became tmeah, and we said earlier in the Mishnah that truma tmeah is burnt, but you can't benefit from it while it's burning. You can light something with pot and shemesh or truma and benefit from it while it's burning, as it's not asur b'hanah.